are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 12th day of June, 2019. And as promised, today I've got Jane Lesko-Eden on with us today. If you got a real good memory, you'll remember I had her on back in 2011 when we were talking about EB-5 visas, foreign trade zones, and the like. It was groundbreaking information that we discovered and disseminated through the works of people like Jane. And today, what we're going to be talking about, and this is a tough subject, so everybody sit down, take a deep breath, because these are the manipulators. I think I remember Rockefeller using a term referring to children of minds of clay in which to mold. Well, they're molding it all right. And my personal opinion, and I'll say this before we get on with the interview, this subject about the confusion about gender, the homosexuality, the lesbianism, yeah, that has been around since mankind's been around. And what I said from the outset initially years ago is I've got no problem with that. The problem I have with it is now we have institutions, now we have government backing it. And I could already see early signs of this just screwing up these kids' heads. It unbelievable. There's programs, and we'll get into all this during today's program, but going down to third grade, asking children, what's your preferred sex? I'm just astounded by this. So when I say that most of this, 99%, this is learned experience. This is being taught to our children. This isn't a choice that they just make one day out of the blue. This is being drilled into their heads. And these are our children in this public fool system, which I will remind you once again, folks, is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, which stated free education, public schools, to use it as a transmission belt for our propaganda. And that is exactly what this is. All right. Jane, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
I appreciate you coming up with us. You recently got back in the saddle, so to speak, out there in Idaho. You're now the president of the Idaho Eagle Forum. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
And you were that before, and then you took a break, and you're back in the saddle again. And I'll tell you what, not a minute too soon.
Yes, what we're going to talk about today is pretty rough. You want me to just go ahead and start in? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was doing some research on education, and it took me to the National Education Association website, and I found a report on the implementation of action of the 2018 Representative Assembly. This is a, document that they're going to be bringing to the Houston National Education Association Representative Assembly on July 4th through July 7th of this year. And in this document, it on page 7, if anybody can get on their website and find this, it's very informative. The NEA is asking all the local and state representatives, affiliates, to create gender-inclusive schools for for K through 12. And it shows that they've went ahead and they've sent out a quarterly in February of 2019 with a film connected to a link to the film creating gender-inclusive schools, and also a study guide for creating gender-inclusive schools. So I thought this has got my attention. It said it had the website where you could find it. So I went ahead and I found the study guide, and I have a video. It cost $28 to buy that video, the video of it. But that it was so amazing what I was finding, because the study guide is for a facilitator to completely change your school district. So when they change your school district, they have to change all your policies, and they have to rewrite. This says rewrite your school non-discrimination policy for your district to train your educators, administrators, and staff, and contact a gender spectrum for consultation. Gender Spectrum is an organization that has been working behind the scenes for years. Most people are not aware of it. I was not aware of it. I was looking on their website, and I found their report for 2017, and it says that they have been training a number of educational professional people. It says they trained the National Association of Elementary School Principals, the National Association of School Psychologists, the American School Counselors Association, the National School Superintendents Association, the National Association of Independent Schools, and the National School Business Officers Association, which reached 33 million children, 58,000 school counselors and psychologists, 16,000 schools and school systems, and that was in 2017. So I followed through with this study guide of how they were going to change the schools, and they're going to integrate gender curricula, the gender curriculum. What they do, there's a video that you can get. Let me let people find this. There's on the Youth and Gender Media Project, they're under films. They can click on, and there's a video, or a film, excuse me, Creating Gender-Inclusive Schools. People need to see this. And then there's also a study guide resource, and you get under study guide PDF, and you will find this booklet, the study guide Creating Gender-Inclusive Schools. And this was what was given to the teachers, all the NEA affiliates, so that they could watch the video, and they can implement the study guide into their school to change their whole school district. And so once they change their whole school district, the children, K through 12, I was thinking K through 12, but when I got on genderspectrum.org's material on their website, it's pre-K. So the types of things that they're going to do is they're going to identify the restrooms that are gender neutral and welcome all genders to your school. Form a gay-straight alliance and other groups that include a focus on the needs of transgender and gender-expansive students. Arrange for transgender and other gender-expansive people to present in classrooms. I mean, the thing is it's just amazing what they're going to be doing, bringing in curriculum, bringing in books. And as I was watching this video, they have the little children in a school in California it was filmed in, but they tell the children, here's three lines. One says male, female, biological sex. So, and the next one it says gender expression, masculine and feminine. and they have gender identity, man and woman. So the little children, they're going to ask them what they feel, how they like, if they like things, how they express things. And they get to draw anywhere between a male or female, but none of the kids are picking a boy or girl. They're not picking male or female. They're all in between there. So I want to bring to your attention that there's a man that's working with Gender Spectrum. His name is Joel Baum, B-A-U-M, and he usually has an M-S after his name. And he is a facilitator. He goes to these classes, and he'll get your whole school restructured with this. But he made a comment in this film I was watching that if we leave the children to themselves, to develop to themselves, like little boys and girls, they're going to be bullies. So we've got to interfere with that. So basically what they're doing, and I'll just be out front about this, these schools already have the LGBTQ kids in them. So to make it inclusive for them to be a welcoming school, a safe school, they will have all the children thinking the same. And that is what this is.
And I might add at this point, this is a very small percentage, but they're changing the entire structure of the schools in order to accommodate this. And years ago when they started this bullying thing, I was taught when I was a young boy what to do with bullies. What you do is you fight back. Otherwise, the bully's going to keep picking on you. And there isn't anything that really adults, teachers, principals, parents, school counselors can do about this, because the bully always picks a victim, and they'll keep victimizing that for their own motivations. But if you want to make a bully stop, you bloody their nose. Now, you might get your keister kicked all over the playground. That might be true. But I can guarantee you that bully's not going to come back to you because you're not an easy victim. But now...
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm not running down gay people, adults, or any of that. If they want to do whatever they want to do privately... But when they come after the children, because that is who's behind this. This is the whole... LGBTQ, whatever you call it, it's a movement. Because when you look at the back of that study guide resource, almost every one of the resources are from those groups. Trans Youth Equity Foundation, Gender Law Alliance, National Center for Lesbian Rights, National Center for Transgender Equality. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so this is a movement into the schools to change the children so they're going to be changed in this way of thinking as young as three. You were saying third grade? That little book that I was telling you, Who Are You? A Kid's Guide to Gender Identity, that's for a three-year-old. Now, this is a book where they're telling the children that they were born a boy and girl. I'm not going to read the book because we're on the radio, but because of the copyright. But anyway, it's basically telling the children there's boy and girl, but there's something else. It's what you like and feel. That's gender, what you like, what you enjoy, what you feel. That's the age of gender, too.
At the age of three?
Yes. And it says, and there are some people, for some people, there are more than just two choices. These are just a few words people use. Trans, now this is three-year-old, genderqueer, non-binary, gender fluid, transgender, gender neutral, agender, neutros, bigender, third gender, two-spirit. And there are even more words people use in describing their experience. This is called the gender spectrum. Now, what I'm talking about, This is what they call the gender spectrum, but there is actually an organization called Gender Spectrum, and they're the ones that are coming into the schools to promote this with the teachers. The teachers would be on board already. There's a little color wheel in the back, and the teacher plays with this color wheel with the kids. Now, this is three-year-olds. One of them says a body that makes adults say not sure. A body that makes adults guess a girl, the body makes a adult guess a boy, and then that's the I have, and then on the outer part it has all kinds of stuff kids like tank tops, animals, all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to read them on the thing. But then this gender spectrum that I was telling you, the names of their that I was quoting there, are right in the center wheel, and that they dial up and they can tell the child, help the child find out which one they are for a three-year-old.
Now, I have to interject here because we've got, and I hope I don't butcher this pronunciation of this name,
Orlene Curla.
Curla, okay. She is standing by here. Orlene, are you there?
I am.
And you...
I'm so happy that you have Jane on discussing this because this is absolutely horrific.
It is. Let me introduce you, Orlene. You are the president of the California Eagle Forum, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you two stay in close touch with each other?
Yes. In fact, I'm the one that recommended her to be the Idaho state president. And I'm so glad that she kind of had to take a few years off, but she's back in full force, and we're so glad to have her back in action.
Well, and as I told Jane before the program today, I'm certainly glad you made the decision to jump back into this, because what we're discussing here is... You know, you see people deplatformed. They're thrown off of Facebook. They're thrown off of Twitter. They're thrown off of social medias because they're conservative and they're promoting old school ideas, let's just call it. They'll throw these people off the social platforms, but this is what they're bringing in. And folks, if you do not think that this is, they've got all your bases covered, this is all inclusive, this curriculum has all been worked out, and as Jane said, this stuff is ready to kick off for September of this year. And again, Jane, you said that there's going to be a meeting in Houston. What's the date on that?
Okay, this is for... just put my report down here. They usually meet around the 4th of July. It's for the 4th through the 7th in Houston, Texas. And just before this is an interesting thing, too. Just before that meeting on the 4th, they're going to have, it says the NEA commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising to support our LGBTQ students, members, and community at the 2009 NERRA, and RA is a representative assembly. And it's really interesting, the Stonewall Day of Action is Wednesday, the 3rd of July, and it's going to be at 3:15 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Discovery Green Park, directly across from the Houston Convention Center. And the participating partners are going to be Equity Texas, Human Rights Campaign, GLSEN, Stonewall National Museum and Archives, Gender Spectrum, they're going to be there, the National Black Justice Coalition. Their theme is going to be Rise Up for Love, Stonewall, and Beyond. And see, now they think they're going to come into the schools.
Well, they're not thinking they are. They already are. Ladies, years ago, you mentioned GLSEN. I had a tape recording that was sent to me. This was over 20 years ago. And this was an independent group that decided that they were going to go in to the public schools in Pennsylvania. And part of their sex education, it was under the banner of sex education. And let me caution the audience here. If you've got young children or you're sensitive, please either turn this program off or leave the room. What I'm about to tell you, and I heard it with my own ears, it was recorded secretly and then sent to me. These were representatives of the organization GLSEN over 20 years ago, going into public schools to high school students to teach them such things as how to properly use a sex toy and things of this nature. Now, this goes, when we started first talking, ladies, about sex education in schools, the general attitude was, well, this is to be left up to the parents. This is not a function of teachers or a public education. This has nothing to do with the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. This went far beyond. We called that
the nose of the camel in the tent. We'll continue with this discussion after this break. Hang on, folks. We're just scratching the surface here. We'll be back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
We are back. I have a friend of yours, Orlean, online. I guess he made your acquaintance when he was a resident of California. Steve Elkins.
Steve,
are you there?
Yes, that's me.
There you are.
I'm here.
Yes, he actually lived here in Sonoma County before he saw the lights and moved to Florida.
Well, we call that God's waiting room. At any rate, Steve, what did you have?
Well, Orlean and I were talking last night, and you and I were talking about a couple of days ago. And I said, how did this agenda, the homosexual agenda, grow so fast? And I started thinking about it, and last night Orlean and I were talking about this. And I think what it actually is, it all comes down to one key word. And that key word is tolerance. And, of course, the churches were all targeted on being tolerant to this lifestyle. And with tolerance comes affirmation, and with affirmation comes acceptance, which later on leads to a normalcy. And I think that's what happened. Actually, it was this whole this big push of being tolerant. And I think we've been taken advantage of with the tolerance here, and now we are really behind the eight ball here. We need to push back very, very hard. The children are at risk, and we need to push just as hard as they're pushing against us. We need to push back just as hard, and maybe even more so.
I totally agree. And there is a group here in California who have had a little bit of success doing exactly that. Would you like me to tell you what they've done?
Please.
Yes, please do.
They were formed last fall because we've tried everything to stop this outlandish. This is part of our new supposedly health standards for California. Everything that Jane is talking about that the NEA is going to be incorporating in their big convention in just a few weeks, California has already incorporated in their new health standards. And the parents have been finding out about this, and we've written letters. We've spoken before the state school board as well as our legislators. This is actually coming from a bill that was passed 2 years ago. So now they're incorporating it into the new frameworks for the health curriculum. Well, we all wrote letters telling all the parts that we were so opposed to, that did nothing. So this group of parents, they call themselves Informed Parents of California, and abbreviation is IPOC. We had Eileen Blakowski, who is one of the leaders of it, speak for our state conference for Eagle Forum in April in Orange County, and she told us that right now they have more than 20,000 parents on their Facebook page. This is just in a few months' time that this is organized, and with a few hours' notice, they can blast out an alert. The parents pull their children out of the schools and have sit-outs. So they've had four major sit-outs during the year, and that begins to speak to the schools because that determines what kind of a salary the teachers are going to get, and it's according to the daily attendance. So that's made an impact. And finally, they had a big rally. They've had several rallies in front of this Capitol building as well as the State Board of Education. On May 8th, this time they did not just say there was really offensive language. They actually read from four of these horrible books right there through the loudspeaker going all over, and that so embarrassed the State School Board because this was actually making national news, as well as news in Sacramento, that the State School Board pulled four of the most offensive books from the curriculum and said that would no longer be allowed. And one that Jane has been telling about cross-dressing for kindergartners, that was also pulled.
Well,
so we had a little bit of success, yeah, just because of some determined, wonderful parents. So the sad thing is the rest of it was all passed, and we'll be going full steam ahead, but at least a little bit of success has been made.
Well, and Orlene, what I've been able to discover, I mean, there's a lot of reading here, but one of the things that stuck out to me is how the school district and the school itself has positioned itself between the parents and the child. And there's actually forms to fill out. I'm looking at this more from a legal standpoint than anything else. These are almost consent forms or contracts that they're making these parents sign to get on board with the curriculum and basically take control of their child and the edification of the gay, lesbian, transgender, LGBT. I just saw something. They've got an IA they've added as well. I don't even know what that is. But
artificial intelligence backwards.
I don't know, but
which form are you looking at, John? I've got these forms.
I'm looking at I was looking at the Gender Spectrum site, and I jumped off on faith. And they
when I
tell you folks out there that they've got all the bases covered, I am not joking with you about this.
So you were able to get into that website?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
Sitting here and I'm sitting here and I'm reading this.
Yeah.
And their approach to bring in the ministries, this is all inclusive. There's a lot of work that went into this, a lot of pre-planning, a lot of forethought. And starting this fall in schools across the country, our children are going to be under direct assault. This has got to be stopped. My God in heaven.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In your eyes, the light, the heat.
We are back. We're talking with Jane. Do you go by your maiden name or your married
That's
name?
That's not my maiden name in the center. That was my previous married name. And the only reason I use that is because people got confused thinking, who in the world is Jane Eden? So I went by Jane Lesko because
okay. All right.
Because that's what I was called.
Okay. Well, Jane Leska, as you knew her when I had her on before, now she's Jane Eden. At any rate, and I you have a particularly interesting name, Orlean. I hope I'm getting your first name right. And
you are.
I'm sorry?
I was named after Joan of Arc, the Maid of Orleans, and that's okay. Where it came from.
Okay, and the pronunciation of your last name?
It's Kurla, but you have to be a German to know that. My husband is from Germany. In Germany, it would have an umlaut over the O, and that makes the O sound like a U-R. So it's K-O-E-H-L-E,
okay.
And it's pronounced Kurla.
And I'm sorry, one more time?
Kurla.
Kurla?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm going to write that phonetically, so I don't mess this up. Okay,
Curla. John, can I comment real quick before I forget this?
Sure.
Orlean was talking about the health standards in California, and I found on the Department of Ed website the Idaho School Health Profiles for 2018, and it shows how the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Division of Adolescents and School Health, sent out a survey to the states. I guess every state probably got one. We did. And they gave these surveys to all the teachers. Before I read this to you, I'll tell you that I have the content standards for health education, and it does not say whatsoever the children are to be taught sexual orientation or gender identity. For off this survey, grades 6 through 8, are 31% of the schools are taught sexual orientation, and gender roles, gender identity, gender expression, 72.3% of the schools. For the 9th through 12th grade, sexual orientation is in 50.6% of the schools. Gender roles, gender identity, and gender expression is in 91.5% of the schools, and it's not even in our standards.
You know, I started to say that they have covered all the bases, and when you look at this genderspectrum.org, they go into the face and how to facilitate. Now, folks, pay attention here, because what they're going and doing is trying to meld the various faiths, Christianity. I mean, they cover the Buddhists, the Taoist here. They cover everybody, and how to best remediate and have people from the various faiths helping transgender kids with their difficulties. And here is some of the headers here: transgender journeys, omnigender, a trans religious approach. They have online gender spectrum's best practices for religious faith and spiritual leaders. Transitioning to inclusion, embracing lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning youth and faith communities, transgender equality in the work of faith. Their organizations, Trans Faith, Center for Inclusivity, the Institute for Welcoming Resources, Queer Asian Spirit. They go into Judaism, gender diversity, the way we walk, Mishnah and the Tassetta. And it goes into trans Torah. Then they get to the Christianity, ministry among God's queer folk, retreating forward, a spiritual practice with transgender persons, a brief guide. Oh, here it is. A brief guide to ministry with the LGBTQIA youth. I got to look up what IA is now. They just might as well put the entire alphabet up there, because it looks like they're going to use it anyhow. Transgendered theology, ministries, and communities of faith. Transforming the Bible and the lives of transgender Christians. I mean, I can keep going on here, but you can see what I'm saying to you folks out there is this is well-planned, well-thought-out. They have covered all aspects. They're ready to deal with any pushback on the subject of pushing this on our children's minds. Folks, the only thing that comes to mind here, the thought that keeps echoing in my head. Now, when you use in today's terms child abuse, you think of a child being abused. If this is not sanctioned and institutionalized child abuse, I do not know what is.
That is so correct. Could I also add one other thing that they're doing in California to push this on the teachers? Right now, in our state legislature, we have a bill called AB 493. It's authored and supported by Equality California. And essentially what it is demanding is that all of the school teachers from grades 7 through 12, including charter schools, will have to affirm and promote and support the LGBTQ and all the other things, lifestyles. And they're making it so that any Christian teacher who does not believe they could possibly do this because they believe the Bible and believe what the Bible says about this being a terrible lifestyle and an abomination, actually, if a teacher cannot use the word affirm and support this, I'm sure they will lose their jobs.
Well, I am almost at a loss for words. I am absolutely astounded by the breadth and the depth of this project.
I am too, and the sad thing is, we just passed the Republican Assembly, and there was not one Republican, or it passed the Assembly, the entire Assembly, there was not one Republican who voted against it. There were five who abstained, but no one had the courage to actually vote against it.
And we're talking about California.
That's right.
Well, Orlean,
John, can I mention something here?
Orlean.
The Teachers Union, the National Education Association of the United States of America, their resolutions are very clear that they support sexual orientation and gender identity, and that they do not believe, I'm reading here off of C12, the association further believes that therapies designed to alter a student's orientation or identity are harmful to the emotional development of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and questioning students. The association believes that all transgender students should be able to use the bathroom and locker room of their choice. This is also coming from the teachers.
Go ahead.
This is coming from the Teachers Association. Orlean told me she was able to go into one of their conferences, and I guess she was able to see what was going on firsthand.
Yes, in 2006, I was sent as a spy by Phyllis Schlafly to attend the NEA convention that was going on in Los Angeles. Phyllis has always been able, for probably about 40 years, somehow get a spy in whoever this is going on. We're hoping there will be one in Houston in a few weeks, but I was able to take pictures of all of the different pins that they were wearing, all promoting the gay lesbian lifestyle and all these far left liberal agendas, and attend the convention and wrote several articles about it and sent that to Phyllis, and that came out in her Education Reporter that always came out in August announcing what the NEA agenda was all about. And so I did see personally what an amazing, strange convention this is. The man that I was seated next to, who was from a conservative caucus, they actually have one, and I asked him, why are they discussing all sorts of crazy things that have nothing to do with education, passing resolutions on this? He said they have labeled this the National Everything Association because they bring in things that one would ever even suspect had a thing to do with education. And, of course, now it will be all about gender and making this being pushed on all of the states. Anyone that has a state representative there from the NEA, administrators, teachers, they're going to be forced to do the same thing. If California has done it by legislation, but they'll be doing it through their NEA resolutions.
You know, Orlean, just a personal observation here. You're in California. You've been around for a while. You've seen the transformation of California.
Yes.
And it is an absolute, I for lack of a better term, it has become a human cesspool out there.
It is so sad.
And this was one of the finest states that we had in the Union. Everybody admired California, its weather, its vineyards, its Napa Valley, and it was a wonderful place. I did not know physically how beautiful California was until I drove the entire state, and I was astounded of how nice a state that is until I got into cities like L.A., San Francisco. I was just in absolute awe, and this was several years ago. And now I'm reading, you know, there's 16,000 people right now living in cars in L.A. Trash is piling up.
59,000 living in tents.
59,000.
Horrible.
So these are the people who don't even have the luxury of getting in a car.
Right.
The drug abuse out there, bums, we used to call them bums, but there are unemployed people, there are people that are just being left behind. Ladies, I can't adequately describe how I'm feeling right now, because what we're talking about is the planned destruction of a culture and a society.
Yes, That is so true.
And I want to fight back. I want to take the hardest first swing that I can. What are people to do over this? Do we have to sue them? Do we have to call them child abusers because they're pretending that they're there for the protection and safe spots or zones for the children in our public schools?
I can tell you one thing, John, is when Goals 2000 passed in 1994, there was a restructuring of your state education system where the local school districts are now site-based management, where your school district decides what they're going to teach the children, that the state Department of Ed only provides standards, but the local school districts decide what they're going to teach and what books, what curriculum. They can write their own curriculum. So all this can be brought in at the district level, and the Department of Education has no jurisdiction over it. The only way that could stop is by the legislators passing some legislation to say this is not happening in your state.
Leanne, go ahead.
I'm sorry to say, Jane, that was all overturned by Common Core, where our local jurisdictions really don't have any jurisdiction anymore. Everything was being forced on us by the federal government, big top-down education. I wrote two books about Common Core to try to wake California up, and when we went to our local school board, they were really intrigued, and I gave them all a copy of my book, and they would quote it at the next meetings, and then they found out that if they said no to Common Core, they would lose their federal funding, and they couldn't afford to do that, so of course they were forced to go along. And now we're hoping that Common Core might be thrown out. I know Trump thinks it's a terrible program. Even Bill Gates, who has put $400 billion into it.
What I was referring to, I'm not referring to the federal law. I'm talking about when the states have their standards, it's up to the school districts how they line up with the standards. I'm not talking about the federal law. So if they have site-based management, then they decide how they're going to get the curriculum, the books, or whatever. It's at the state. The reason I know this is because I was talking to somebody at the Idaho Department of Ed the other day about this gender-inclusive schools, and they said that that's something that is at the local level. They won't get involved unless it's an ethics violation.
And what's the definition of ethics anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leanne in Massachusetts, you've been holding forever. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I'm just calling. I'm actually a lesbian, so I thought I'd chime in here. And I just want to say one thing. I'm not for young kids getting sex change operations. If that's going on, that really needs to be put to a stop. But I was a tomboy when I was a kid, and I never felt the need to change my sex. I think what would be ideal is if the qualities of being a girl or a boy weren't so restrictive. And so tomboy could be something a girl could be. If I like to play in the dirt or play with toy soldiers or trucks, that would be okay. And I grew out of it. You know, when I got older, I got more feminine. But one of the questions I want to put to you is, what would you do about somebody in my case? I was an athlete in high school, and I would have to change with girls I had crushes on. And that makes me feel bad that I may have really invaded the privacy of my closest friends.
Leanne, they weren't mind readers. You had your own private thoughts. You had control of yourself.
John, that's like you being in a locker room with girls. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
I'm assuming you're heterosexual.
Leanne. No,
yeah.
No, it's not. It is.
Isn't it? Because you'd conceivably have an attraction for somebody in that locker room.
Yeah.
At some point in time. And so how I felt. I had an attraction towards people I was changing with, and that's a violation of their privacy.
What,
I'm checking them out.
The boys that are transgender that are not actually changed, their body's still a boy, and they want to go to a girl's bathroom, their body's still a boy.
Right, I understand that, but isn't it about desire? I mean,
No, what this is about is that the parents need to have to be able to protect their children and know what's taught in school. That's what this is about.
Yeah, but
because
okay,
gender spectrum.
Wait a minute, Leanne, let her speak.
Okay.
Gender spectrum goes ahead and they do this program, and it's in their study guide. They do this program ahead of time before the parents know anything has happened to the child. The child comes home and they tell their parents, and their parents say, "What is this?" The school is trained to tell the parent, "Now you be sympathetic to your child and you support this child." Well, what if you have a Christian parent that believes that a boy should be a boy and a girl should be a girl? You've got some issues here. Gender spectrum is not a therapist. The teachers are not therapists, but now they're going to be therapists.
Can I say something to this? I'm not talking about young kids. I'm talking about adolescent kids, and I think this is where helicopter parenting starts to come in. Because the real deal is, and I'm sure you remember high school, is that you're breaking away from your family at the age of 15, 16 years old, and you're becoming an adult. And so much learning happens outside the classroom, and it's a kind of a stereotype, but a lot of lesbians are athletes. And we're constantly changing in front of straight girls, or straight girls are changing in front of us. And
so where do you
I'd
want
like,
to change?
Yeah, where do you
exactly,
want to...
Exactly. I have no idea to the answer to the problem, which is why I just raised it as a question.
Well, maybe the schools need to start addressing that.
What would you have suggested what I would do when I was 14, 15, 16, playing basketball, field hockey, softball, even in summer sports, summer programs, summer camps for athletes, constantly seeing girls change? What would you have suggested that I do?
Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah, I did keep my thoughts to myself, but you don't consider it, John, a violation of their privacy?
Not their privacy. It's your thoughts that you're having the issue with. Whether they know that you're a lesbian or not is not the point. The point is this is a structured environment. This is a place where you would change.
It's not a structured environment. That's
okay,
what I'm
saying. All right. That's it. Just cut her off. She's not going to let me even finish. I'm sorry, Leanne. I'm not going to do this. I could do this for the next hour and 10 minutes. You will not even let me make a statement. So you're disincluded. You're trying to explain to me in a locker room that this is causing a conflict with you because you're having sexual thoughts about your schoolmates. Well, they may or may not know you're a lesbian. What does that have to do with them? This is emanating from you, and you're trying to make it an issue involving them. This is wrong. This is flat out wrong. God in heaven.
These are the change agents, John, and they're all over the place. That's what these children's books are written by, those type of change agents.
I understand that she's got a problem here. What I was going to ask her, if we could have moved on here rather than her conflicts and learning stuff outside a classroom and dealing with her sexuality as she comes of age. What I wanted to ask her, do you think it's a good idea that schools be teaching? And this is learned experience, socially acceptable to be transgender or bisexual or gay or lesbian. This is being sanctioned, and this is how this is spreading. This is an attack on the family. It's an attack on our children. She hasn't had a very happy life trying to make this adjustment. So what's the answer here? That we add multitudes of more people that are confused and confounded and have conflict? This is nuts.
Well, I can tell you what, from what I've read that has to do with this type of stuff, the children are wanting to commit suicide when they get around their families because their families are not accepting this. And this would have never been in their life if the teachers hadn't have been teaching it.
And could I add something? They are also, even in the most accepting situations, deep down they know that something is not right. And they're trying to commit suicide. They have high drug addiction. Mm-hmm. Even when they have a very affirming, accepting place, even in the school. So it's not helping them in any way, shape, or form. I also wanted to ask, John, have you ever had Dr. Paul Cameron on your show?
No, I have not.
He's a wonderful family research psychiatrist who we had also speak at our state conference. He's from Colorado.
Well, if I can impose on you, Orlene, if you could get me that information for him, I would gladly review it and possibly interview.
Sure. Anyway, he says because of this acceptance of the gay lifestyle in our schools now, twice a number of kids are now coming out pretending or saying that they are now part of this lifestyle. And he says it's just because of the promotion that's constantly being given. And he also said that in the high schools now, an average of 2% of the kids are now saying that they are transgender. And that was not even heard of 100 years ago. So it is what you just said. It's becoming so much more prevalent because of the promotion that it's kind of constantly given.
And I'm noticing 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old boys that they are displaying feminine attributes. They're not acting like the baseball playing, running around the block, you know, riding your bike until your side splits, young boys. They're acting feminine.
Okay, you want to hear something about this? Because I've been reading about this. You notice that the women are coming out, women, 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 women. The women are wanting to take the men's place, and they're putting these guys, these kids through this, and the boys are wanting to take the woman's place.
I am just astounded by this. How much time before break, Sam? I'll tell you what, before the bump? Okay. Let's do this. Orlene, Jane, do you mind if Orlene sticks with us into the next hour?
Oh, she can. She's deep into this stuff.
Because I was just going to say, you two play off of each other rather well.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, if you look at the 10 steps on the way of gender inclusion on that website, you'll find out. Always use the phrase, or always avoid the phrase boys and girls. They're not going to call them boys and girls in school anymore.
Yeah. Well, we have calls that are coming in. Vicki, Murr, Laura, and others. People want to get involved in this conversation. And I apologize to my dear lesbian friend there in Massachusetts, but if you would have been a little bit more conducive to a back-and-forth conversation, I would have loved to have you stuck around, but you got stuck there. I was seeking definition, and you just kept grinding it into the ground. Let's go to break. Top of the hour break, second hour coming up. 800-313-9443.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.